You are now entering the positive programming zone. Tune in now for news, celebrity interviews, and expert advice. Positive programming for and about you. Inside Out with Tracy S. Campbell starts now.
Welcome to Inside Out with yours truly, once again, Tracy S. Campbell. And this week, we are getting ready to kick off our celebration of Black History Month, this month of February. And I had the privilege of interviewing Ms. Carmelita the Jetter. She is currently the fastest woman on record, having won the bronze, the silver, and yes, the gold medal in the 2012 Olympics. She sat down with me to talk about all that she's doing to give back specifically to women and kids in local communities. So you don't want to miss that interview. And this week, I am joined by the cool and the hip Joe Sutton, who's going to bring to us Tracy Joseph in our Nation of Inspiration segment. She's going to talk all about her passion for entrepreneurship and why La Violina Bags was born and why she chose to go down that path. And maybe her story will inspire someone out there to start pursuing their entrepreneurial path. And in our Talking Expertly segment today, Amy Sherman is here, and she's going to answer questions that may specifically affect the baby boomer generation. We're going to get it all started right after this message.
With over 20 million one-parent homes in the U.S. today, it is a fact that kids and teens are growing up without a mom or dad, and unmarried parents are having to work longer and harder just to survive. These hard facts add to the mental and emotional stress for both adults and teens. The CHAMP Community Project, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, is on a mission nationwide and internationally to take the CHAMP Within program to areas where parents and teens can get the emotional support they need. Endorsed and supported by trained psychologists, and with marked success already in cities throughout the U.S. and in Nairobi, Kenya, this program will help you create the future you want and deserve. To find out more about this five-week emotional, mental, and spiritual education, go to champcommunityproject.org. The CHAMP Community Project, an organization that is on a mission to bring a different education to teens and adults everywhere.
In the spotlight segment today, I am joined by Ms. Carmelita Jetter. Now, again, we are celebrating this month of February exceptional African Americans, and Carmelita Jetter is definitely a very exceptional woman. She won the gold, the silver, and the bronze medal in the 2012 Olympics, and since then, she is giving of her time and efforts to causes that are benefiting women, especially African American women, when it comes to breast cancer, as well as kids and teens, and helping to motivate the next generation.
Carmelita, welcome to Inside Out with us here today. And we are very, very excited that you are here to join us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, not only are you an accomplished athlete, but you are doing some great things that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. But Carmelita, I would love for you to share with the audience today, what motivated you to become an athlete? How did you even get started on that journey, especially in the area of track and field?
Well, I think when I was growing up, that was the era where you were always outside. You really weren't in the house. That was your thing. You wanted to be outside. So I played every sport, from football to basketball, softball. I did it all because I was always outside. I wanted to be outside. Now, growing up, I played basketball. And my freshman year of high school, the basketball coach says to me, you know, why don't you go out for the track team so you can stay in shape? Because, you know, they were at different seasons. And
right.
I said, oh, okay, you know, I'll go out there. And, you know, I ended up just actually absolutely loving track and field. I loved running. I loved competing. And I think I loved mostly the individualism of the sport. You got what you put in. And if you didn't put in workouts, you weren't going to get success. So I think I loved that more than anything. So that's what got me into track, actually, my basketball coach. So if I ever saw him again, I would definitely thank him for telling me to go out to stay in shape, because it's probably been the best decision I could have ever made.
And we thank him too, because just that one, and it's amazing how one comment or one piece of advice can change a person's path. So we thank him for putting you or motivating you to do that, because look where you are now, which is just simply incredible. Now, back in 2012, which wasn't that long ago, Carmelita, millions of people watched you receive a gold medal in the 4x100 meter relay, a silver medal in the 100 meter, and a bronze medal in the 200 meter, which was just incredible, making you the first athlete to ever receive medals in the 100 meter and the 200 meter race. Just unbelievable. Can you just try, if you can, to put into words how you felt at that very moment receiving those accolades, those medals, and what was going through your mind? What were you thinking? Millions of people are watching you. What did you want others to maybe even take away from that moment?
Well, 2012 was a rough year for me. 2012, I lost my aunt to breast cancer. So 2012,
okay.
I was running for someone else. I was running for my aunt. You know, she lost a fight, and I was continue fighting by running. And I told her I was going to make that team before she passed away, and I did. And I wasn't just going to make the team. I was going to medal also. So there was just a lot of emotion at the Olympics. There was a lot of emotion going through my mind, my body, and just racing and winning and getting medals. I was completely overwhelmed with joy because it was like a 50-50. You know, of course I wasn't as happy because my aunt wasn't there, but I was very happy because I know she was looking down on me smiling. So when I did get those medals and that world record, everything for her in London was for her. Everything that I did was for her. So all that joy and all that emotion was all for her. And I felt so good after it was done because I put so much pressure on myself, more pressure than I probably should have. But, you know, when you're hungry for something and you want to please someone that's not here, you're trying to do everything in your power to get that. So, I mean, I hope what people took from what I did was you never give up. And, you know, nobody's guaranteed to be here. And sometimes when that special person leaves us, and we have to keep going, we have to, you know, keep fighting. And those are things that I hope people get from me, not necessarily all the medals, but just the fight that I still had in myself, because it was moments where I didn't even want to go to practice, where I was just that bummed out and overwhelmed that I lost my aunt. So I really hope that people saw the fight in me, the determination in me, the will to get it done by any means necessary.
I so appreciate you and thank you, Carmelita, for sharing that. Those who listen to this show on a regular basis, they know that my personal story is similar, losing my mother to heart disease and creating this show, creating our tour, creating our nonprofit, all those things like you was fueled by wanting to make this person proud, to fight for them. They are no longer here, but we wanted to pick up the torch and carry on the mission and the drive. And so it's great for me to talk to someone like you that can understand and share that passion. And I'm absolutely positive your aunt is beyond proud of what you've accomplished, especially doing it partly for her as well. So that is fantastic. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now, in addition to being an incredible athlete, we've talked about that and your passion and your motivation to be a great competitor and a positive competitor, you are also someone that's very passionate about giving back to charities and to organizations and to others, especially women. I would love for you, Carmelita, to just share with us some of the other things that you're involved in that have absolutely nothing to do with being a star athlete.
Well, I definitely try to stay involved in the community. I do love to be out in the community and people are able to see me and talk to me and ask me questions, and the kids are able to come up to me and hug me and take pictures with me, because I didn't have that growing up. I didn't have someone that I saw on television that was a real life to me, you know, that I could actually see somewhere. A lot of people I could only see on television. So I definitely try to make myself accessible to people whenever possible. There's a lot of charities that I work with. I just did a turkey drive in November for the city of Gardena, where I'm from, where me and my younger brother donated 250 turkeys to people in Gardena. So they were able to come to Raleigh Park, where me and my brother both grew up playing, and grab a turkey for Thanksgiving. I was very glad that I was able to do that and give back to my city. Another thing that I'm doing is my work with After School All-Stars, which is a program of kids that are after school and, you know, need guidance or mentorship. I've been doing that for a couple years now. I also work with the Chicago schools, Each One Teach One. Unfortunately, they don't have the funds to fly me back and forth to Chicago. So what we do is we do Skype days, and I'll turn on my computer and we'll get on Skype and I'll talk to the kids and they ask me questions. I ask them questions about school. So it's a small mentoring program, but it's nothing to me to get on the computer and talk to someone that could probably never talk to a Carmelita Jeter before in their life.
Right.
So I do that just so I can motivate somebody else, so somebody else can be better than me. I was definitely honored and privileged to be considered the ambassador for Susan G. Komen's Circle of Promise initiative, which is for African-American women. So right now what we're doing is we're promoting for more African-American women to get tested, to get screened, so we can cut this number of women that are becoming infected with breast cancer and passing away sooner than they definitely should. So I'm very excited about being a part of this initiative. I'm very honored to be the ambassador, and, you know, I'm out there screaming and shouting as much as I possibly can so people can just hear me and say, please go get tested. It doesn't matter how old you are.
And, that's right.
I just want to educate more people because a lot of people don't think it'll happen to them. A lot of people don't think because they're 30 that, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It's just you have to be aware. So I'm very excited to be the ambassador. I just did a promo with Pat Harvey from CBS yesterday, which will start airing next week on television so more women can start getting involved. So I just want more women to start speaking to more women and letting them know, please go, please go. And not even just women, but men, a lot of men.
That's
also.
Right.
People think that it's only in women, but it's also happening to our men. So our black men, our black women, and we definitely need to start getting tested.
Well, Carmelita, I'm excited just listening to you go on and on about being an ambassador. That's exactly what we need. We need someone that has that passion and that drive. I actually have relatives in my family right now that are battling that disease. And the reason that they're still here, to be very honest with you, is that they were screened and tested early. So I'm thankful for their doctors and of course, all of us encouraging them to get tested and to be very diligent about their health. It could have gone the other way. So to your point, that's a small percentage of women that really do that early enough. And we can probably eradicate this whole disease just by being much more diligent with our health and our screening. So I think that you are definitely a great person to champion that cause and to get behind that cause. So we're excited to see more of you, Carmelita, on TV and being the ambassador for Susan G. Komen. That is absolutely fantastic. Congratulations on that.
You.
Wow, you are a very, very busy woman, Carmelita. Now, I don't even know if I should even ask this question because that we may be here another hour, which is okay. But do you have any other projects and initiatives that you are currently working on? I mean, you are pretty busy, but is there anything else coming up maybe on the horizon that you want to just tell us about so that we can be on the lookout for you?
Well, right now I'm training. Right now I'm training. That's my number one focus, is training for Beijing in 2015. So we have world championships this 2015 in August in Beijing, and then, of course, Rio in 2016. So that's where a lot of my energy is going towards, is racing. You know, at first, that is what I do.
Yes.
So
yes.
I do still compete. So right now, that's what I'm doing. My number one goal and focus right now is to train, is to make these teams, is to definitely get back on the medal stand. That's what I love to do. You can't deny having a great job, a job that you actually like to go to work to. So that's where I am right now. Just a lot of training and then, you know, working with charities that I get a chance to. But I'm definitely busy. I definitely stay busy. And one thing I'm definitely trying to do for 2015 more is to strategize how busy I am and just make sure I'm actually getting rest also. Because sometimes I don't know when to say, oh, not today. It's really hard for me to do that. I try to always please everyone. So I'm trying to right now just focus a little more on racing.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, Carmelita, I cannot thank you enough for squeezing us into your very busy schedule and
time
just talking to us and educating the audience about what you're doing outside of being an Olympian. And it's just incredible the passion and the drive that you have and the charities and the organizations that you get behind for kids and for women specifically. So we truly, truly appreciate you for all of that and all that you do. Now, Carmelita, you know, after we're done and folks are going on, you're going on to do what you normally do, how can they stay plugged in? If they really have enjoyed this conversation and really want to stay plugged in with you, all the great things that you're doing, and then some, how can they best stay connected to you and your project?
Well, they can go to my website, which is carmelitajetter.com, and they can always see updated photos or places that I will be at. They could follow me on Twitter, which is at Carmelita Jetter. I also have an Instagram page, which is Jet, G as in George, and the number 5. And then they can just keep up with my day-to-day life. You know, my Instagram shows you, you know, when I'm dressed up. It shows you when I'm playing around with my sister. It shows, you know, my life. I definitely let people inside more into my Instagram. You get to see Jet or Carmelita more than just a person that's on the track. I'm a little playful. I'm halfway a comedian. And so I guess I'm just trying to show people a little more of me, just to let you know I do more than run track.
Well, absolutely. From this conversation, it's quite apparent that you do a lot more than run track. And we, again, appreciate you spending the time and giving us some insight into the other side of Carmelita Jetter. And everyone listening today to this, I hope that you will go over to www.carmelitajetter.com. We will make sure that this information is on our website, and we will tweet it out on Twitter and on our Instagram to make sure you stay plugged in to this incredible woman and follow her journey, not only with her charitable causes, but with her training and all the great things she's going to be doing in the next Olympics. So, Carmelita, thank you so much again for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, everyone, don't go away. We're going to be right back after this very short message.
You are listening to Inside Out with Tracy S. Campbell. Tracy S. Campbell. Positive Programming Radio.
She came into the world as a ward of the state. Today, she is an accomplished star of film and television. She delivers a touching tribute to the amazing women who raised her and to the foster care system that made it possible. I was never meant to be raised by one mother, but by many. Victoria Rowell. What the critics are saying about the women who raised me. Rowell salutes her female mentors. The memoir, An Account of Rowell's Childhood in the Foster Care System and Beyond, is a testament to the women who guided her from birth. Miami Herald. The Women Who Raised Me, a memoir by Victoria Rowell, now available in paperback from the Amistad Division on HarperCollins. Pick up a copy from your local bookstore or order from Amazon.com.
That time again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Nation of Inspiration. I'm your host, Joe Sutton. Well, I have Tracy Joseph in North Carolina with me, and she's going to tell me all about her fabulous handbags that she has to offer to the public. So, Tracy, what can you tell me about your awesome bag?
Hi, Joe. Well, just wanted to tell you our company's name is La Violina, and we import these bags from Italy, so they are handmade Italian leather bags. They're very beautiful.
Now, how long have you been, you know, involved in creating these fabulous handbags here?
Well, we launched in 2014, but the concept came about 2012 on a trip to Tuscany. And so that's where the concept was born, and that's actually where we ended up getting the name as well. My sisters and I are in this business together, my sister Marla Satterfield and my other sister Melania Witt, and we were in Tuscany visiting, and we were staying in a villa, and that was the name of the villa was La Violina, and that's where the concept of the business was formed.
Very impressive. Now, is this your first time diving into the entrepreneurial realm?
No, not for me. I actually own a construction company here in the Raleigh area named Footprints Construction. So I have done entrepreneurial things before, but this is the first time in the realm of fashion.
Well, that's an interesting juxtaposition between being involved in fashion and also being involved in construction. So you're down and dirty in two different areas of interest there, okay?
Exactly.
Well, let me just tell you, there's nothing wrong with being down and dirty and also being fabulous, because both are possible. So now, what makes your bag so unique? Obviously, you're entering into an area of fashion that is highly saturated with different, you know, brands of bags, of course. What makes you so unique?
I think the fact that we are specific as far as making sure that the bags were handmade in Italy. But, you know, I've learned a lot in the process, and one of the things that we had been offered by some of the manufacturers we had contacted with is if we wanted to get their leather, but then send things to China to get made. And we were totally against that. It makes me wonder how many bags out there have gone that route or how many are made in China. I just fell in love. We fell in love with the craftsmanship and the quality of the leather and the bags that were made in Italy. No one can do it like they can do it.
And that's an excellent point that you made, because there are so many times when we do go shopping and we pick up bags, shirts, and shoes, we oftentimes see that those products are made in China and Vietnam.
Right.
So it is quite refreshing to hear that your products are made in Italy, and we all know that Italy is the home base to many well-respected design companies that we envy every day. So the craftsmanship is something that's very important, and I must say that I have seen a few of your bags in person, and something that really stood out to me based on my encounters with women is that they really like to have a lot of storage space, and I noticed that your bags have a lot of compartmental space for women to take advantage of.
They really do. Now, I noticed that they don't have a lot of outside pockets, but I have also noticed a trend in luxury bags. There's not a whole lot of outside pocketing. You keep everything stored inside. We laughed because we've had requests about that, and I said, you know, I think that perhaps there's been problems with pickpocketing in Italy, and so they are secure. I mean, we have a couple of bags that actually come with locks, so you can actually lock your bag up if you need to. They're really spacious, a lot of room on the inside, and I love the compartments that are in the inside of the bags.
Very, very impressive. I'm just sitting here looking at some of the awesome bags that you have here. What have been some of the favorite bags that you offer that women are clamoring for?
There's a bag we have that's very similar to the Celine bag, and that has just jumped off the shelf because, again, it's Italian leather handcrafted bag, but the price point of the bag you can't beat. We're not asking for $4,500. In fact, we're actually, that bag we have sold at $175. Awesome. We also have a bag, the Luca bag is what we call it, and it's, the shape is similar to an Hermes bag, but of course, there again, we're not in that price point. And so I think that's what's been really attractive to some of the women here in the States. And, you know, one of the things we really wanted to bring just a little bit of Italy back here to the States.
I know you talked about the vision and where it kind of came about. How long were you and your sisters kind of contemplating the idea?
I would say it took us really about 2 years because, you know, we liked the bags, but then we had to make sure there was a market for it here in the States. So then we conducted several surveys, and then you had to analyze the surveys. So it took about 2 years for us to actually launch.
And there's been no infighting amongst you sisters, has there?
Oh, well, now, you know, sisters, we always have. Always have, you know, but I think we're good when
I like that design.
Right, exactly. And I think we're good at knowing when we're testing each other's nerves, and so it's kind of been time to, well, we're just going to back up and for a little bit, and then we'll come back and regroup.
Well, that's sometimes expected, right, amongst siblings.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, you and your siblings are offering some phenomenal bags, and I must say that the pricing is very affordable, and then there's some that are a bit pricier as well, and everything
right.
in between. So you really are able to reach out to a wide swath of women. And going forward, I know you indicated that you and your sisters will be heading to Italy in the spring, I believe.
Actually, next month.
Next month?
Mm-hmm.
And what can we expect going forward?
Oh, gosh. I just think more beautiful bags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about going. One of the things, too, that I really love about this Italian leather is the colors are so vibrant. I mean, the red is really red. Blue is really blue. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing the bags in the spring colors. These beautiful bags.
And I know
you're great price.
I can hear it in your voice. What empowers you and motivates you to do this? What's giving you that drive?
God gave this idea to me and gave it to us, and we've expounded on it and built it up. So I just feel like when you're given things like that, if you know, just run with it, and he'll make sure everything's okay. He will, you know, open the path, and you're like, wow, I didn't think that we could achieve this. But, you know, I just think sometimes when we're given gifts and given blessings, just run with it.
Well, I can't think of a better way to say it. I agree with you 100%. Now, Tracy, to make sure everyone knows how to check out your amazing products, tell us your website.
Okay, my website is www.laviolinabags.com, and that's LAVIOLINABags.com.
Very, very nice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure to check out these bags, and I can attest personally, because I've touched it and seen it, that it is amazing, amazing craftsmanship. I must say, it's really fabulous bags for a great, great price. Well, thank you, Tracy Joseph from North Carolina, for chatting with me today. Until the next time, thank you for joining me for the Nation of Inspiration. I'm Joe Sutton.
You are listening to Inside Out with Tracy S. Campbell.
Tracy S. Campbell.
Positive Programming Radio.
Are you happy? Do you know what joy feels like? Are you satisfied with your job, your relationship, your life? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can change your life right now. Andre Valeriani's hot new award-winning book, Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love, is entertaining and full of groundbreaking information. Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted will improve how you think about yourself and others. Set and achieve goals. Live your life to the fullest. Find out the keys to changing your life instantly from author, columnist, relationship coach, and board chair of Self-Esteem Boston, Audrey Valeriani. Buy the book everyone is talking about. Bootcamp for the Brokenhearted, How to Survive and Be Happy in the Jungle of Love. Available online and in bookstores now. For details, visit www.bootcampforthebrokenhearted.com.
Okay, we need to talk.
Welcome, everyone, to our Talking Expertly segment. And today we are joined by Ms. Amy Sherman, who has a master's degree in counseling and psychology. And she is also a dating relationship coach. She founded the Baby Boomers Network as a resource to help boomers transition through the challenges of midlife and has developed a program called the Stress-Free Aging Transformation Package, filled with tools and techniques for your success. Amy is also the co-author of 99 Things Women Wish They Knew Before Dating After 40, 50, and yes, even 60. And she has authored the 10-week e-course Women Dating Rescue. And Amy is one of our esteemed expert panelists. So Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's a pleasure.
And today we have some interesting topics, and it looks like it's all around boomers and various types of surgeries and what they can do for themselves and after the surgery. So this should be interesting today.
Great. Looking forward to the questions.
All right. We're going to jump right in with starting with Eddie. Eddie is from Houston, Texas, and he writes in, I had a hip replacement surgery last year. I used to exercise 4 times a week. Now I am happy if I can complete a 1-mile walk. My doctor says that I need to exercise and I need to accept that I may not be able to do what I did in the past. What are some ways to push myself more without causing any further damage to my hip?
Well, as I told many of my clients who are in a similar situation, you have to reinvent yourself. Step outside of your comfort zone. Step outside the box. Really, literally, you have to be your own best advocate when it comes to your health and research alternate ways that you can be active that will not hurt or damage your hip. You know, the internet has tons of information. There are tons of things that you probably can do, but you may not be aware of it because you get caught up in the traditional things that most everybody does. There's a lot of options. You know, I don't know if you're overweight, but one of the first things, if you are a little overweight, is that you need to, you know, understand that only you can reduce your food consumption. And you do it because, you know, you don't want to put any more pressure on your hip area. So you may want to eat a Mediterranean diet, which includes colorful fruits, vegetables, olive oil, fish, whole grains. You may want to also find exercise, you know, research all of this to see if exercises that maintain flexibility and range of motion are good for you. And that would be yoga as an option. You may want to research to see if swimming would help you, since buoyancy is often easy on the joints. I don't want you to discount, you know, you say you could only complete a 1 mile walk. I think that's pretty terrific. You know, if you do, yeah, don't diminish what you can do. And certainly don't fall into a pity party. Your life definitely has changed. It may not be what it used to be, but it doesn't mean you can't be all that you can be. So praise yourself for being able to do a mile walk now. And, you know, probably the more you do that, the more you'll go to mile point one, mile point two, and all of a sudden you'll be up to a couple of miles, or maybe even doing it 3 or 4 times a week. So be proud of yourself. Acknowledge that you're doing a great job taking care of yourself, and that you're ready to get back into the flow, you know, with determination, with control over your life, with consistency and persistence, you can get back to a comfortable routine of exercise.
Amy, well, well said. And, you know, I like what you said about Eddie praising himself. It's not egotistical. It's not self-centered. It is not arrogant to praise ourselves when we accomplish things. He had a hip replacement surgery. That is not trivial. And there are a lot of people who have surgeries and they just use that as an excuse to sit around and get overweight, to get, you know, I'll just say it, get fat, and just, you know, sink into this depression. And Eddie is telling us that he had a hip replacement surgery. He can complete a 1 mile walk now. That is something worthy of praise. So I thank you, Amy, for telling him to do that. That's very important. And that, hey, there are all sorts of other alternatives to exercise that maybe he can look into. Again, it may not be what he did years ago, but it definitely will keep him in shape.
Absolutely. You know, we have to be the way we used to be. But, you know, things change. And again, you know, it's not a bad thing that change happens, but it just makes us different and it makes us pursue other outlets. And that could be very positive, you know, because he may find that he loves, I don't know, swimming, and it may be something that he really enjoys doing, and he gets a whole new, you know, outlook on life because of it. So there's a lot of, you know, positive that could come out of it. Certainly he, with a hip replacement, he's not in the pain that he was before, so he could probably do a lot more anyway.
You know, I have a relative right now of mine who is over 50, and this relative had a total knee replacement. And the pain before that total knee replacement was excruciating. Now, this person's able to walk better and do all sorts of things, so much so that they're now considering having the other knee placed. And, you know, now they're looking forward to being able to do just what Eddie is taking for granted, and that's walk 1 mile without pain. So I think that he really needs to have a different mental perspective on his situation, and I commend him for getting to the point where he is now, but I think he can definitely do even more if he changes his mindset.
Exactly. I agree.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eddie, from Houston, Texas. And now we're moving on to Lois from right here in the Chicagoland area. Lois writes, is it unreasonable for women over 55 to get breast implants? I really want to look better in my clothes and feel sexier, but I also do not want to suffer any health issues in the process since I am now pretty healthy for my age.
Well, this is an interesting question. And the first thing I want to say to Lois is she needs to examine her motivation for wanting breast implants at this stage of her life. Yeah, she may need to ask herself, how insecure is she, you know, about how she looks? And because she wants to attract somebody, I mean, is that why she wants to do it? Or does she just want to feel better about her appearance? You know, like, what is her motivation? My suggestion would be for her to work on her insecurities first before she does anything drastic to her body. You know, if what she needs is a spirit boost, she needs to look in the mirror and acknowledge all her wonderful qualities. You know, make a list of the many attributes that she has, her talents, her positive personality traits. Start believing in herself, knowing that there really is somebody out there who will appreciate her just as she is. I want her also to be aware of her self-talk. She needs to catch herself if she puts herself down, calling herself fat or flat-chested or boring or whatever term she may use. that makes her feel less valuable. You know, people are really attracted to confident, self-assured individuals. If she approaches life from a place of insecurity, doubt, and fear, it's going to project to everybody she meets. So the implants may even make that worse for her because she'll be wondering if that's what is attracting people to her. So many times, you know, people will go for private counseling or coaching to help them get past their insecurities. And, you know, she has to remember also that there's a lots of overweight women, small-breasted women, women with less than perfect bodies who are men magnets. I mean, not everybody looks like, you know, the runway models, you know. So, but the reason why they are men magnets is because they exude confidence, personality, high energy, which is really what most people like anyway. So I'd like her to step away from her outside appearance and do the inner work first, because that is what most people are really looking for in a friend or even an intimate partner.
That is so great, Amy. And I liked how you used that example about the men magnets, because that is so true. We all know that there are individuals that may not be what is considered stereotypically attractive, but there's just something about them that is just overwhelmingly attractive, and they do very well in relationships or attracting others. And that, and again, it all starts in the mind. To me, sex appeal starts in the mind. And I think that Lois is missing the boat here a little bit, and she's looking for an outward thing, in this case, breast implants, to give her that sex appeal. And when really it should start in her mind and how she perceives herself and all those great things. And also, I agree with you, you know, at 55, not that that's old. It is not old, but at 55, I would really, really question why breast implants is such a big deal. I would think that at that age, that that would be one of the least things you'd be concerned about, and you'd be more concerned about just keeping your overall body in great shape and being healthy, and yes, then, you know, and going from there. So I think that Lois is, you know, and I'm stepping out on a limb here, Lois, but I'm wondering if you are trying to compete with a younger demographic, which you really don't need to compete with, to be quite honest. So I'm wondering if we have a little bit of that going on here too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why I suggest she does the inner work, you know, and by that I mean, you know, finding out what are those insecurities, you know, why am I even considering something like this? You know, what is it about me that makes me feel less than I am? Sometimes we think that the older we get, the more confident we are, but you know, it's really not true. You know, we have other things that come into play as we age, especially when you see the younger people looking great and you're looking a little more wrinkly, you know, it kind of sets you back, but it doesn't matter. You know, people who have wrinkles, people with gray hair are still vibrant and attracting people into their lives. And that's the important thing, because they really feel good about themselves as they are. And that's the important thing. And that's what I think Lois needs to work more on that.
I could not agree more. Thank you, Amy. And thank you, Lois, for being so open and honest with us about this. And hopefully you're listening, and hopefully you will truly assess why you really want these implants at this point in time in your life and make the right decision from the right vantage point. Thank you, Lois. And also thank you, Eddie from Houston, for sharing with us your question. And so, Amy, you've given us some great advice, some great food for thought to ponder. How can folks listening right now connect with you? And before that, Amy, what is your prescription today for folks like Lois, Eddie, and those listening?
Well, you know, I suggest they become experts in what they're looking for, what they're exploring. Go online, educate yourself, ask questions, become an expert in the field so that you know exactly, you know, what is available to you. I think you have to be your own health advocate, because nobody is going to take care of you better than you. So do the research, do the education yourself, ask the questions, and the more you know, the better your decision-making capabilities.
Fantastic. And I like that we all should take responsibility. So prescription today is becoming your own expert and being responsible for your health and your body and your mindset. I love it. Thank you, Amy. And again, how can the folks listening plug directly into your great resources?
They can go to yourbabyboomersnetwork.com for tons of information for boomers on aging, dealing with financial setbacks, retirements, the sandwich generation, all kinds of stuff related to boomers, you know, health issues, anything that you need to know to help you transition through the midlife years effectively and successfully. They could also go to, for Lois, for instance, she could go to Women Dating After 40, get a lot of tips for free about how to create her ideal relationship. And maybe that would help her understand a little more about herself so that she doesn't do this kind of surgery without good understanding and education.
Absolutely. And we definitely want everyone to be as informed as possible with great real information that you can use. And definitely Amy's resources and products can help you get there. So once again, Amy, thank you for joining us. We are looking forward to when you come back and visit with us again.
Thank you. I am too.
Great. And folks, we're going to be right back after this very, very short message.
You are listening to Inside Out with Tracy S. Campbell. Positive Programming Radio. Ladies, are you tired of magazines telling you what you must do in order to be beautiful? Is there a woman that you know deserves to be recognized for all that she does for others? If you've answered yes to these questions, then the Beauty In, Beauty Out Tour is right for you. To find out more about this fun, inspiring, and life-changing tour, and to nominate the superwoman in your life, go to www.beautyinbeautyouttour.com. Again, that's www.beautyinbeautyouttour.com. And follow us on Twitter at BIBO Tour. The Beauty In, Beauty Out Tour, celebrating and nurturing the beauty already within you.
We are back, and yes, we are done for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us here, and I hope that you got a lot out of the show today, especially inspiration and motivation that you can use in your own life. I want to thank Ms. Carmelita the Jet Jetter for joining us here again as we are celebrating exceptional African Americans in the month of February, celebrating Black History Month. Carmelita Jetter stopped by and shared with us not only the accomplishments that she has earned as an Olympian, especially in the 2012 Olympics, but also all the great work she's doing to help women, especially African American women, fight breast cancer, and she's motivating and giving back to the next generation of teens and kids as well. Thank you so much, Carmelita. Please, everyone, make sure you go over to www.carmelitajetter.com and connect with her on social media as well, so that you can stay connected to all the great things that she's doing, and definitely cheer her on as she trains for the 2016 Olympics. And I want to thank Joe Sutton for a great interview in our Nation of Inspiration segment today. And thank you, Tracy Joseph, for stopping by and sharing with us the passion that you have for La Violina Bags, your entrepreneurial effort. And we wish you well, and we wish you much success as you continue to pursue your dream and your passion. And thank you for sharing that here so that others may be motivated as well. And definitely, I want to thank Amy Sherman in our Talking Expertly segment. Thank you so much, Amy, for providing real advice, practical advice for those in the baby boomer generation and beyond. So thank you so much, Amy, for joining us. Yes, we're going to be back next week with more great inspiration, motivation, and most importantly, information that you can apply immediately in your life to make a difference. Have a very productive week, everyone. A very successful week. A very happy week. But again, most of all, make sure you have a very blessed week. See you soon.